And we want to say hello to the director of the Charleston Music Hall. He is, I guess on this date, maybe he is the Darth Vader, the Sith Lord of live entertainment in the Lowcountry, since it is Star Wars Day. So here he is. Please welcome our buddy from the Charleston Music Hall, Charles Carmody. How you doing, Charles?
May the Force be with you.
Yes, and you as well.
I think as a Jedi Padawan, not a Sith Lord.
Okay, I took you to the dark side there, man. Sorry about that, but...
No problem.
Hey, look, there's so much to talk about. I wanted to ask you first. We're going to get to Around the Bend and Charleston Music Hall, but I want to ask you about the album that was just recorded on the stage there at the Charleston Music Hall. The fantastic, the wonderful Kanika Moore, one of the driving forces behind the celebration of 100 years of Black American women and music, and the recordings that they did there at the music hall. That seemed like a very cool thing, man.
So cool. Yeah. Brian Compton was one of the organizers. He came to me and wanted to use a space, and they were in there for 3 days recording on the stage, and it was amazing to those 3 days to hear Kanika and that amazing band just going through the decades. Super cool project. We're excited to see what comes out of it.
Yeah, I mean, and there's some speculation that there's going to be maybe a video of the recording of that as well coming out in some kind of documentary form maybe, and then the album itself coming out as well, and then the music, just one song from each decade from the 1920s till today. I mean, you know, throwing in a little Billie Holiday and Ella Fitzgerald and Sarah Vaughan and the Shirelles and Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey, Beyonce. That's a very cool project in a beautiful space you got there, of course, at the Charleston Music Hall.
Absolutely. Yeah, they did. They had a full video crew. Dries Vandenberg was in there. Matt Zutel from Coast Records was recording it along with our team. So I think it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, and Kanika Moore is amazing anyway. So that's
she's a superstar.
Yes.
Oh my gosh,
yes.
And she's so dynamic from Doom Flamingo to Motown Throwdown to the jazz stuff she does. I mean, she can do everything.
Yep. So folks, keep an eye out for that album and a possible video documentary about the recording of that album at the Charleston Music Hall. So how are things going at the Charleston Music Hall? And as things continue to reopen, what's the status on your capacity and when you might get back to full shows?
Things are going well. We're slowly creeping open. We've been at 280 capacity for a few months now, and thankfully people are coming out. People are enjoying. People are staying safe, wearing their masks, socially distancing at the shows, and we're feeling pretty good. I mean, I can safely say that masks work. I mean, we've had staff working now for 4 months doing shows, and everyone's been safe and feeling good. So that being said, we are looking at reopening at full capacity July 30th. For us, it was very much a trying to gauge. We want everyone to have the ability to have the vaccine. Once everyone has had the chance to have the vaccine, we feel like it's time to reopen at full capacity, because you can either be vaccinated or choose not to at that point.
Well, but that's great news that by the end of July, you guys might be back to full capacity there at the Charleston Music Hall. And we have been able to hear the frustration and the disheartenment in your voice over the months because of just how hard it is for the live music industry and how hard it has been.
Especially January when everything was getting bad again, I almost gave up hope. I thought that was the end, not of like my life, but just of the music hall and live entertainment. But I'm feeling very hopeful, and people are, patrons and fans and artists and everyone's being really great and trying to get back to the live entertainment and gathering. I mean, it's important for the human soul, I think.
Amen.
To gather.
Amen to that. And so you almost went to the dark side earlier this year, but now you're back and with the Rebel Forces here on Star Wars Day. So you got some cool stuff coming up there at the Charleston Music Hall as well, man.
Yeah, thank you. We got the Lilith Fair tribute this coming Saturday, which I'm really excited about, led by Lindsay Holler and a bunch of local female musicians. We've got a Women in Country show coming up. Our monthly drag show is doing really well. We've got Kennedy Davenport from RuPaul on this month. So
Patio Furniture.
Some fun stuff.
You got a lot of good stuff there, but I'm telling you right now, I got my tickets for Friday at Around the Bend. I cannot wait. Charlton Singleton in the sizzling 70s, going to be dancing, going to be having a great time. And you guys have added some more shows for Around the Bend. You had two nights at Tedeschi Trucks in June, and you've got the Indigo Girls later this month in May, and just some really great stuff. I imagine everything's going pretty well out there at the Around the Bend concert series.
Yeah, we've done three so far, Robert O'Keen, Ranky Tanky, and Reggae Night, and they all went really well. We've got the new pre-ordering bar system which is working well. So basically you can bring non-alcoholic drinks and food, and then you can pre-order beer and wine online or at your square, and you don't move. We run cooler bags full of ice and booze to you. So definitely some kinks to work out, but we figured it out, and it's going really well.
And you get to keep that cooler bag, right?
You get to keep the cooler bag, baby.
Yeah, a commemorative Charleston Music Hall cooler bag there. So
yes, you do. Yes, you do.
So, folks.
So yeah, again, they've been great. Desky Trucks is almost sold out. Indigo Girls is doing really well. Old Crow's coming up. We got a busy month. Smith and Meyer sold out. Yacht Rock Review sold out. Blackberry Smoke still has some tickets. So everything's on charlestonmusichall.com. And you can find all the tickets and information there.
Well, I'll tell you right now, we are so glad to have things starting to trend back towards normal, and I can't wait for Friday night at Around the Bend. And yes, charlestonmusichall.com to find out what's going on, to get tickets, to order, do all kinds of things. And Charles, man, it's great to hear the optimism and the enthusiasm. And I will be out there Friday night, and we'll see you at the music
Heck
hall.
Yeah.
And always good to talk to you, buddy.
Nice to talk to you. Hopefully be back in the studio soon instead of baby wrangling while talking to you on the phone.
Okay, so there is the Obi-Wan Kenobi of local music, Charles Carmody. Charles, take it easy, buddy.
Yes, sir. Have a good one.
All right, there he goes. And, yes, we'll see you out around the bend, the Charleston Music Hall. Always good to talk with Charles Carmody here on The Morning Buzz and the Sound of Charleston, 105.5 The Bridge.